This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Democrat Aidan O'Connor Jr., Durham resident and minority leader of the Greene County Legislature, has announced he will run for the 102nd New York Assembly District seat in the April 24th special election. O'Connor announced his intention in a video released February 5th at his campaign website. O'Connor is a fourth-generation Greene County resident, and he has worked throughout upstate New York as a paramedic both for Greene County EMS and LifeNet of New York. He was elected to represent Durham in the county legislature in 2015, and he now serves as chairman of the Health Services Committee and as a member of the County Resources and the Economic Development and Tourism Committees. O'Connor is looking to fill the seat formerly held by Republican Pete Lopez, who left the Assembly after 10 years of service, to become a regional administrator for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The 102nd Assembly District is comprised of all of Schoharie County and portions of Chenango, Columbia, Delaware, Greene, Otsego, and Ulster counties. O'Connor's campaign will open its headquarters in Catskill on February 12th. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper that Germantown voters last month rejected the Germantown Fire District's request for permission to finance a new fire truck. Fewer than 100 people turned out to vote on the $400,000 bond resolution on January 23rd. The Board of Fire Commissioners met the following week and agreed to, quote, reevaluate our direction in the purchase of a new truck, end quote, Board Chairman Roy Brown said. The commissioners had been looking to consolidate a 1987 pumper and rescue truck into one new truck, Brown said. The district was making an effort to stay in compliance with National Fire Protection Association standards of rotating trucks out of service every 20 years. The board will attempt to re-educate the public about the issue by making presentations at the library and before the town board and the school board in the near future. The plan is to put the bond resolution to another vote in a few months. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman, the Ulster County Resource Agency has rejected the paper's Freedom of Information Law request for the draft report on a plan to create a multi-county public authority to control the disposal of solid waste. In vetoing the request, the agency claimed the Freeman was not specific enough about what it wanted. Quote, we have reviewed your request and have determined that it is overly broad and more detail as to which specific document is needed, end quote, wrote agency records manager Timothy DeGraff. During a subsequent telephone interview with Kemble, DeGraff said the language he used came from agency lawyer Kenneth Gilligan, who acknowledged that a draft report does exist. Ulster County Legislature Chairman Ken Ronk said last month the report had been distributed but should not be made public. State Committee on Open Government Executive Director Robert Freeman said the demand for greater specificity was, quote, a little bit on the ridiculous side, end quote, as the request was made for a document that officials acknowledged exists. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.